Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, my great friends at American Door Masters. They want to fix your garage doors in case it goes bad and install your new garage doors. They want to do it from a commercial standpoint, a residential standpoint. Things go wrong. You need them fixed 24 hours a day. Emergency services. Don't get caught in the garage or don't get caught having to keep your garage door open. Do it with our great friends at American Door Masters, americandoor.com. AmericanDoorMasters, it said, .com. Good company, locally owned, licensed, bonded, insured. Good folks can take care of you at American Door Masters. Love what those guys do. Love, the bottom line is, love the fact that if it does go bad, these people will take care of you. Info at AmericanDoorMasters.com. Texas says, thanks for some Dead there. So that was the Grateful Dead. A little jam band for you there. Texture, this is from Gamecock Troll. Clemson played mediocre as I expected. Sellers played not to get hurt and lethargic. Missed several wide open underneath passes looking downfield. Our offense coordinator didn't give him any time to get going, and when it worked, he passed on third and three. Then Lady Luck was definitely on the Tigers' side. Missed holding on Clemson's first touchdown that sprung the run, and interception in the end zone was incomplete. And in two of our earlier games, Gamecock Troll, boy, that's womp, womp, womp. I don't know, man. I thought Clemson played pretty well. When you say Clemson played mediocre, well, you could say that, but in looking at it, I think that Adam Randall, 24 carries for 102 yards and a touchdown, I don't think that was mediocre.
Well, when you play a mediocre game against a bad team, you look really good. I think that's what he's saying.
I'll speak to South Carolina in a second, but on the first part of it, Antonio Williams, 7 for 66, and T.J. Moore, 6 for 101. Clemson's tight ends had 6 catches for 73 yards. Field goal kicker looked good. Punter looked good. I thought that Clemson's linebackers played well. Secondary didn't on a couple plays in there, but the Clemson's defensive line had 5 sacks, 6 tackles for loss. I don't think that's totally mediocre. But on the other side of it, one thing that did surprise me, South Carolina had no juice. Like, I'm sure I didn't go. I'm sure the crowd was great. But I didn't see juice. When I saw Florida at home against Florida State, I saw juice. Auburn got beat. But Auburn had some juice in the game, right? Some electricity in the game. Texas at home against Texas A&M, they had juice. Mississippi State lost, and they got beat by a better team. But I thought they had a little energy. I don't know, man. Like, I didn't see Oklahoma at home this weekend. They had energy. They had juice. Tennessee had some. Vanderbilt was better. Were you surprised South Carolina didn't look like this jacked out of their mind? It reminded me, there was a game that when it was one of Muschamp's years, I couldn't believe it, that it was a Carolina Clemson game. It was a noon game during one of Muschamp's years, and I said in the pregame, I went with Chad from Columbia to the game. I was like, look at their pregame, man. Like, nobody's jumping around, nobody's excited. I didn't see anything. Am I wrong? Did you see any juice Saturday from South Carolina?
No.
They look dead to me.
No. And that's one of the things that I had kind of expected from their fans after the massive expectations and the way that the season played out.
The crowd was okay.
Yeah, but in terms of the team.
Yeah, it didn't parlay. Like, they weren't jazz to play. This is your rival, man. This is a chance. This is all you got.
Look at the output against Coastal Carolina.
Yeah,
that was a lot of the. I think that was the anger that they put in from. But you really getting.
But that's not your in-state game. I know they're in-state. Texas said, "Use the word apathetic that year to describe the Gamecocks." Yes, I remember it well. Let me find out what year I'm talking about. Can you find me the Muschamp years? That had to be in that. It was in Columbia. Might have been in. Let me see here. might have been 2019.
It was either 19 or 17.
No, 17 was 34-10. That was at night. That's where Hunter Renfro took off. That's Kelly Bryant's year. In 2019 is the year I'm talking about. Clemson won 38-3. That was Trevor's year. But South Carolina had no energy in a rivalry game. I don't understand that. I don't get that. Gamecock fans, if you disagree, tell me. Stevens in Raleigh. And I wasn't there, by the way. If you went, let me know if you felt differently. Steven, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it was 2019. Yeah. I think that was a 38-3. Something like that. Yeah, it was pretty rough for them. Think about this, Mickey. Other than the 1 minute and a half that they led last year, it's been a long time since South Carolina has actually led Clemson in a game. Yeah. I mean, you got to go back to 2022, the DJ year there in Clemson, I think. And even that game, Clemson was up 14-0 early on and couldn't hold on. But, Mickey, this is the biggest surprise that I think I saw out of the game Saturday was Clemson's offensive line and pass protection. That was the biggest worry that I had for this game, and they exceeded all of my expectations, what little I had for the offensive line. They did great. You know, they did great last year as well, keeping Cade Klubnik upright. Even last year they did really well, so kudos to them, the offensive line. You know, if you think about it too, we were down Wesco. Where was Tristan Smith? He had one pass attempt that got broken up. Was he hurt? What was going on with Tristan Smith?
Just some inconsistencies there. They decided to go with their better players, and with that, it was obviously Williams more and Cole Turner in there a little more. And by the way, Cole Turner caught three balls for 27 yards.
Yeah.
And looked better, where Smith just had some dropsies in there and blocking and assignments. And also Clemson ran some 12 personnel. So you saw Betancourt and Sapp in the game at the same time. So you saw a little more of that.
Hey, answer me this, Mickey. You know, when Clemson runs the ball, and they pretty much did it all year, I feel like this, and a lot during the game on Saturday, Clemson runs a lot in the A and B gaps right up the middle where you see very little guards pulling, run to the outside. Why do you think that is the case? Why do you think we don't see more running to the outside, pulling guards, getting guards blocking on the linebackers to the outside? Because I feel like they have a lot of success running to the outside. And not, I don't think our offensive line is built for power just running straight up the middle.
Well, because part of it,
a lot of that.
Well, they do the counter an awful lot. Well, they do pull the guards, but it's on a counter, it's on an inside counter play. You see that an awful lot. They don't do the pin and pull run to the outside a whole lot. If you do it, it's more of a jet sweep deal there. But the bottom line is, I don't think your guards are athletic enough to get out there and do it. And so,
maybe not
fast enough to do that. So that's where you saw some of that.
Yeah. And maybe not, but you know,
on the run game at least, that's where you committed to the run on Saturday, and it certainly paid off on Saturday.
It did, and I'm glad to see they did that. Yeah. I mean, even if you're getting 3 yards, at least you're willing. South Carolina, they just abandoned the run, completely.
Yep.
You know, they worked all offseason to get Faison to their program, fought the NCAA. And then I feel like they did not utilize him. Their coaching staff, Mickey, is a disaster. You know, I complained a lot over the year about Clemson and their play calling. I think South Carolina was just as bad.
Faison had more NCAA hearings than he had touchdowns.
Yeah.
He had more really years in college than he had touchdowns. He had three touchdowns the entire season. And they just didn't give it to him.
Yeah, Lenore Sellers is best when he is running.
Yeah.
When he is running the ball. You look at Diego Pavia for Vanderbilt. Man, they ran through Tennessee on Saturday like a knife through butter.
Yep.
They did not utilize Lenore Sellers to his best abilities. He is an average passer, Mickey. He's average. If you look at his passing against Texas A&M, They kind of got up on them early with some turnovers and stuff, but his passes are like It's a fastball every single time.
Thing about Sellers' passing game, because you know you're going to get zone. Like, because of his escapability, you never play man against South Carolina. So, because you don't want your running, you know, your defense backs running downfield, your back turned to it. So, you're playing zone. And in that, you've got some spies in there that don't drop in the coverage. So, your linebackers or your safeties who are spying in him, they don't drop very deep there. So, there's a big gap between where your safeties are, and they do a good job of, and he does a really good job of doing this, of making the throw over the linebackers in front of the safeties, or over the spies, I should say, in front of the safeties there.
Yeah.
But that's an easy throw, and he does a really good job of that. But they give you that. When you play South Carolina, we're going to give you that. What we don't want to do is, and the reason we do double spy is, we don't want him running. And so the throws he has are pretty easy throws. And he
You're
can
right. Those. Yeah. That's a great point. Yeah. Speaking of spies, Sammy Brown, on that last drive that South Carolina had to end the game, I think he batted down three passes in a row.
Yeah.
They learned from their mistakes. Taking him off the field last year on that last drive for South Carolina was a huge mistake, right? They were not going to do that, and I'm glad to see that they did not do that this year. And they set him, and all he did was spy Sellers on that last drive. That's
Sellers it. Sellers threw it 42 times. Clemson had 11 pass breakups and 2 interceptions. 13 of the 42 passes were touched by Clemson players.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, good game plan, man. I'm so happy.
Yeah, Tom Allen's game plan deserves a lot of credit. The double spy stuff works. And it helped. What really helped, and to me, single biggest factor in the game, well, the running game too, because 147-41. But one of the biggest factors in the game is Clemson got pressure with 4, and South Carolina couldn't get pressure, and they blitzed a heck of a lot with Murphy and with those guys. Oronco and those guys. They had – and Stewart obviously was not healthy, and Thomas didn't do a whole lot, and Murphy and – I mean, Goodwine and Barrett, they got no pressure. None.
Right. Hey, Mickey, it's going to be an interesting offseason. We're not done yet with the bowl game, but it's going to be an interesting offseason. I think it's going to be one of the more important, crucial offseasons for Clemson in a very long time. Changes need to be made. It was a good finish to the year, but I think there's still changes that need to be made because I don't want to be going through this. Obviously, we don't want to be going through this next year as well. Changes need to be made still.
And they will. They will.
Yep.
We'll see. Steven, appreciate the phone call. Bud. Thanks a lot. All an awful lot. Let me get Dre in Greenville. Dre, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Mickey? How you been, brother?
Yeah, I'm great. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, man, everything was everything, awesome, man. Just been busy nice. All football season coaching you football, man. So just
– Is there anything better than coach those little fellas out there, man? Like just teaching
man,
them?
I love it, man. It's a way to give back. It's truly a ministry, man. I mean, you don't know what you really mean to some of those kids, man. And just to be able to be there and be that guy that they can look up to and feel comfortable enough to come to about anything is definitely amazing, bro.
That's great, man. Definitely. Good job. I appreciate you doing that for sure.
It's some funny times as well, man. it was a few years ago. I was coaching 6U. So I was coaching 5 and 6-year-olds.
Right.
And, you know, at the end of practice, we condition. So my running back comes up to me. He's limping. I look at him. I said, "Boy, what's wrong with you?" He said, "Coach, I got a concussion in my knee."
I'll have to ask Dr. Martin on Wednesday how many concussions in knees we see. Or what we do about concussions.
Dude, like, I tried to keep a straight face, but I just couldn't, man.
That's fantastic.
But main reason why I was getting in, man, glad the Tigers got it done. Big, like other callers shouting them out, big shout out to T.J. Parker, man. It was good to see him finally show up the way he should have been showing up all season. I mean, would have been nice to see it all season, but he showed up in the one game that counts. Especially with the way this season went. This game really counted, so he showed up where it mattered.
He did.
Shout out to him.
Great. He played great.
My question for you is, I mean, I know with everything, we still got a bowl game, so I'm pretty sure nothing has really been worked on. Is there any word on if they're going to give Tristan Smith the extra year eligibility or what? Because I feel like he doesn't get a year extra year eligibility. I wouldn't say it was a waste coming to Clemson for him, but I feel like as talented as he is, he could have went somewhere else and actually got more playing time. So, like, what's the word on that? And I'll take your comments and everything off there, brother.
Thank you, Trey. I think that's a December deal. There's so many lawsuits out there and everybody going to lawsuits. I think that's a December deal where those guys that are applying for that extra year, I think I'm right by saying that. And I don't know how they feel about that at this point in time. Well, waste a year, not, you know, he had a great attitude about it. It felt like he was better no matter what, if he plays or doesn't play and all that stuff. On the season, Tristan Smith, 22 catches, 229 yards, and a touchdown. You know what? I thought he had a solid year. The drops certainly hurt him in the Florida State game, I guess it was. The Florida State game, he had the two drops or three drops in that one and disappeared a little bit. But for the most part, I thought he had a pretty good year later as he kind of got going a little bit. And if he comes back next year, if you just look at the wide receiver core for next year, well, you're hopefully, you know who's coming back, but Wesco, Moore, and Brown would be your three starters right now. But – you know, a Smith and a Turner, and you're bringing in Burroughs, I think you like him an awful lot. And Sellers and Salmon, you might have those guys in there, or Salmon might have those guys as well. But we'll see. We'll see what the portal looks like and any additions and all that kind of stuff. We'll see. My incredible friends at Trail want to talk to you about better building experience and why it works. Well, it works because of the way the company's set up. The design build means more communication. But in the end, you can have all the plans you want. Construction management risk is a great plan, but still it's about people, and it's about people taking care of the plan. I'm sure there's a lot of game plans that would have gone better on Saturday if you had better people taking care of that. Well, Trail has that. So we love Trail, TREHEO.com, 800-319-7006. Get in touch with our great friends at Trail to schedule a discovery session with them. Even in remodeling or building that luxury high-end home, they can do that for you right now at Trail Tailored Homes. See Matt and those guys about that. Leaders in the upstate, in the upstate of South Carolina, Western North Carolina, and Construction's Trail. Find out why the better building experience on time, on budget, every single time with the great relationships, great communication. It's my friends at Trail, TREHEO.com, 800-319-7006. One or two more open phone lines and text lines. Reaction Monday, more after this.
Don't miss out on the action. Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries around the world and right here in your community. Learn new skills in a clean, high-tech manufacturing environment with many exciting benefits and campus amenities, including free lunch, free medical care, a new child care center, sports fields and wellness programs, paid parental leave, a transportation stipend, and much more. Check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier. Is this the
real? Are you ready to rock like it's Wembley 86? One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen and the Works, is coming to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on Saturday, December 6th. Experience the magic, the music, and the moves of Freddie Mercury in this jaw-dropping tribute that's taken the world by storm. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss your chance to feel the thunder of Queen live in Walhalla.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too. Gah!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the Upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing living like to count, cause mama, I'm so hard to hell and
I. See, I was on his back rows and stuff. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Ingles. I was at Ingles on a Saturday morning before the game and picked me up some crab cakes. And so I had crab cakes for dinner. And let me, I got two new things for you. Number one, they've got this Amish coleslaw. Huh, yeah. So I had some hot dogs over the weekend with some coleslaw on them. Oh, daddy-o. Man, that was good. It's my mom and my wife make the best coleslaw on earth. I got to tell you, Ingles tied for first right now. T1. That coleslaw was great. My crab cakes were amazing. It's almost like crabs with a little bit of breading on it. I looked up, they were like five different kinds of vanilla cream sodas. I got that. But I noticed something, the little things at Ingles make the difference. There was a young mother in there who had twins. And one of the things they have there is the dual set of little kid seats, you know, where they sit up in the shopping cart. And I've never seen those before. But at Ingles, they've got, where you can put two of them up there at the same time. So, love that. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love my great friends over at Ingles. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Phone calls first, then text. Butch is in Fountain. Butch, thanks for being so patient with me. How you doing this morning?
All right, Mickey. How are you, brother?
Bless me. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, I did, all except for my team losing. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I'm
sometimes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, man, Mickey. I got so mad just a few minutes ago, sitting here unloading my dishwasher, I got confused. All I keep thinking is, here comes Brian Kelly and Gus Malzahn to South Carolina.
No.
And I just...
No.
No, is exactly right.
No.
No, no, and no.
No.
I had a buddy yesterday text me and said, well, they ought to just give Sean Elliott a turn. I said, you idiots! He had a turn, and we lost to Furman.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. No. Citadel. Citadel.
No.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah.
Was it Citadel? Yeah. I thought it was Furman.
No, 23-21, Citadel beat South Carolina.
See, man, that's what I'm talking about. Me. No, no, no. No. But, hey, I heard your explanation for that interception. See, that makes sense. Why didn't they say something like that on TV?
Well, they did kind of, but they didn't see it that way. And look, I don't blame you for not seeing it that way. I'm telling you what the rule
no,
is.
I'm not.
If I was a Gamecock, I'd say the ball's moving and you could tell it touched the ground and all that. I'd give them that. But,
yeah, but if it's a rule, then it's a rule.
Yeah.
You know, good call.
That's what the rule is. Still, like every other rule, still a judgment call. And that was third down, by the way, so it would have been a field goal attempt. And I'm not sure that would have made a big
That's
difference.
Been three more points.
Yeah, three more points.
It wouldn't have made a big difference, right. But it was still right. Three more points is the way I was looking at it. And that face mask they didn't call, where he was like four and a foot short.
Yeah.
And, I mean, other than that was the only two bad calls I've seen, really. And, you know.
I don't think it was. I see both sides. Clemson had they kept calling Clemson for the alignment penalty, and Lee had his right foot up there, and his left foot wasn't, and they kept calling him for that, and you know that's a judgment call too, I guess. But I didn't think it was a big deal. Stinchcomb didn't either a few times.
Them calls that they started making about them boys with like you said with a foot or something. Look, man, when y'all start getting into that kind of stuff, I am totally lost, man. That's above my pay grade. So I don't even know why that. To me, they're making silly calls on the field when they do stuff like that.
It was. I don't think officiating was a huge factor Saturday, but because to me, the game was won and lost.
No, it wasn't.
You know why it's won and lost, Butch? I thought about this. We talked about this on Friday. The best players have to play good. And so I think South Carolina's best players are Sellers and Harbor and Cisse and Swain and Barrett and Kilgore. And maybe a running back or two in there, but and maybe Jacobs. And Jacobs played well, except for the fumble. You know, Jacobs and Harbor both fumbled. Now they both caught touchdown passes, but they both fumbled. And Lenore Sellers, you know, played okay. The two picks certainly hurt you and didn't run the ball. And Cisse, they picked on Cisse a little bit. And Kilgore played okay. He had the one pick. But I didn't see Nick Barrett doing a whole lot. Now, obviously, Dylan Stewart was hurt but didn't do anything. And Brian Thomas was okay. He had two tackles for loss. He was okay. But Clemson's best players, Cade and Randall and Williams and Moore and Miller and Parker and Brown and Terrell, those guys, I think their best players played better.
Hey, they showed up because I'm going to tell you something. People say what they want to about Cade Klubnik. But South Carolina rattled his cages a couple times Saturday, and that boy still stood in there and
he's tough.
Finished the game and
he's
won
tough.
The game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's a tough joker.
He showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he showed up and he showed out. That's what I say for anybody that wins.
Yep.
But, see, you can't also win a game when you got, what did they say, 98 yards rushing?
Clemson had 147 and South Carolina had 41.
41. That's it. You can't win a game with 41 yards rushing.
No, and only tried rushing 19 times. Clemson ran it 40 times. South Carolina ran it 19 times. So you got to be more.
Why do you have a seventh-year running back if you can't run?
Yeah.
Why would you even recruit? Why wouldn't you bring back a fullback? Now I brought that back. I brought that up at the beginning of the year. I would have stuck me a fullback back there with Sellers and kept everybody guessing. But no, what Sellers want to do, he goes and whispers to his coach, hey, I'm going to be like Cam Newton, so let's get Shula in here. He had a word in with that, too, I've been told.
Yeah, he just the question I had, the negative thought I had in the offseason was that he would try to prove to pro scouts he's a pocket passer. And that's not the case.
Well, his legs sorry about his luck, but he's not.
Yeah. And then his floor is pretty low.
Dump off passer.
Yeah. Butch, man, I hope your day gets better today, bud. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah. You too, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Y'all have a great
you
week.
Too, my friend. Take care. Right, yeah, the floor for Sellers is the issue. The ceiling is not the issue. The ball to Harbaugh is a beautiful ball. Some of the plays you make, some of the runs you make, man, there's a lot in there. But man, the floor is bad. The interceptions and the non-pocket presence and not being able to escape. So to be such a good runner, I mean, think about this. I know the offensive line is bad, but you got to think, like, he's a great athlete. Well, if a great athlete gets sacked 42 times in a season, and some of those are offensive line issues, there's no doubt about that. But some of those are on the quarterback, and some of that is just the natural pocket presence. And on a season, for a man to be sacked 42 times, something's up there. And it's just a natural deal. But to the point I made is that Clemson's best players played better than South Carolina's best players. And I did not think that'd be the case going in. I thought Cade made fewer mistakes, and Cade outplayed Sellers. Antonio Williams and T.J. Moore combined for 13 catches for 167 yards. Clemson's tight end, 6 catches for 73 yards. Adam Randall had 100 more yards rushing than Lenore Sellers. Randall had 100 yards rushing. Clemson ran it 21 more times. Had the ball for 38 minutes and 11 seconds. 25 first downs to 17. And a lot of those Gamecock first downs came in that last 14-play drive that came away with no points. The 4 turnovers compared to 1 was a huge difference there. Third down conversions. South Carolina on 3rd and 4th down went 2 of 14. Clemson went 7 of 17. So all those led into Clemson was the better team on Saturday and surprisingly had control of the game for the most part. And now the stat that Clemson fans were worried about going to the game was that what would happen if Shane beat Dabo 3 out of 4. And instead, now the number is that Dabo's beaten South Carolina 9 of the last 11 times. Scott's in Greenville. Scott, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Had a good weekend?
Man, I had a great weekend. It was an awesome weekend.
I seen you on the X a little bit, man. That's the first time in a long time.
Well, my point of that, I tweeted out, I think, 2 things. Number one is you got to give Tom Allen an awful lot of credit when you hold Lenore Sellers to 2 yards rushing. And outside of the 2 busted coverages, did a great job there. And then the other one was Matt Luke, because, you know, everybody wants to get on, you know, coaches all the time. But, well, actually, I tweeted 3 things. One, other than the 2 busts, the plan for Sellers was impressive. And I was surprised my Gamecocks didn't have any more juice. The other two, one was Matt Luke deserves credit. He's only had 5 healthy guys that could play, and they gave it 1 sack, 25 first downs, 425 yards, and had the ball for 38-44. And then the other one was that the astounding stat to me in this rivalry now is that since 2015, Clemson's held South Carolina to 34 points. The Gamecocks have averaged 6.8 points per game over the last 5 trips to Columbia. And since 2015, and that South Carolina scored 4 touchdowns in the last since 2015 against Clemson at home. But that and the idea that South Carolina's beat Clemson 6 times in 50 years in Columbia. Like, that's
– isn't it funny?
That's crazy.
Isn't it funny how home field advantage doesn't mean a whole lot at either place right now?
It's crazy. I don't get that at all. I don't understand
that. Well, hey, I'm just glad we – collected rent, took care of business.
Yeah.
Was disappointed in my son's Mississippi State Bulldogs. Couldn't get it done. Had too many chances and just couldn't get it done. But the good thing is that they're not going bowling, so he'll get to be home for Christmas.
Well, that's good.
Good news in
that. That freshman quarterback's got a little something to him. Like, you can build around that guy. Yeah, you can build around
him. He is dynamite.
Yeah.
They can hold on to him. He is good. He is good. But, hey, I just wanted to comment on the Lane crap. How do we get kids to be loyal if coaches can't be loyal? I've heard all these analysts talking about the system's messed up, the calendar screwed up. I don't care what the calendar says, it doesn't affect your character at all. And that should have been – and I know for a fact it wasn't about him going to LSU. That's not what I – it's how it haven't got it. Rather than do it in a good way, he did it. He blew up ship. And he didn't have to be that way. He could have still probably, had he handled it correctly, coached through the playoffs. And he didn't handle it correctly. And I just think that we can't teach these kids who become adults while they're there, but we can't teach these kids anything with coaches acting like they acting out there. I mean, you see what happened to Tulane. Tulane's letting their coach on through.
Well,
and I know Tulane's a stepping stone versus Ole Miss being in the SEC and a rival and all that kind of stuff. But he handled himself like a professional, like a good person, and Lane did not, I don't think.
Lane, it got to where Ole Miss wasn't going to let him coach, and Lane, the threat supposedly, reportedly was that Lane threatened to poach players, and that's just low through all that. You know he's going to do it anyway, but to threaten to do that unless he got to coach that. But the best text I saw all weekend long was that Lane's the only guy in the world that could burn a bridge while he's still standing on it.
That's absolutely right. And I love the fact that we get him game one because I'm hoping the chemistry ain't there.
Yeah, game two.
Chemistry ain't there. And then we also get James Franklin too, man.
How about that? How about Belichick? I need to look at Clemson's schedule next year. We get Belichick to again too or not? I need to look at 26.
I don't know about that. I do know that Franklin comes to Clemson, and we go to LSU. So I do know that.
And so, again, just for clarification, and that hadn't been worked out yet, hadn't been announced yet, but Clemson's trying to move the Charleston Southern game to week zero to play in the last week of August ahead of going to LSU, and LSU's trying to move one of their games to week zero because neither one want to open up with a new quarterback and all that in week one against each other. So don't be surprised if Charleston Southern's moved to week zero and LSU, I don't know who they have here. Bear with me a second. They might move one of their McNeese State or somebody. They might move McNeese State up. That's where they've got an October 3rd game with them. So move that up is what we're hearing there, maybe. Both teams kind of might agree to kind of do that to each other. So we'll see.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Memorial Stadium. So Belichick comes to Clemson next year.
How about that?
Interesting.
How about that?
Yeah.
And I saw where the Fighting Wolfpack keeping Dave Doran around. Clemson fans need to be thankful. Look at all the coaches that went 7-5 or whatever and worse and got the boot or got kept.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, I'm glad. Look at our schedule.
Yep.
Doran is something else. But anyway, it's just interesting. Crazy time in college football right now.
No doubt.
Need a commissioner. Need a collective bargain agreement. Need to make it where contracts mean something and they're penalized if they get out, non-competes. Mirror it just like the NFL, and I think it'll save the sport. Otherwise, it's down too far a road, man.
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. Got a lot to fix, but it's fixable. But it's salvageable. Yep. It's worth salvaging. But you got to fix it. You got to do it all. No doubt.
You got to get on it. All right, bud.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate the phone call. Final segment right after this.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions, Double Dog Dan. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at ClemsonAreaChamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Trying Bojangles Bow Bites is the easiest choice you'll make because when you're on the go, nothing beats bite-sized hand-breaded chicken. Try them with our peach honey pepper sauce. It's bow time.
Orange Nation, Cade Klubnik here from my friends at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover, or better known as the Silverado guys. That's where I got my beautiful Silverado. If you're thinking Silverado, make sure you go check with Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys. You can call or text Martin at 704-534-1014. Martin will handle you wherever you live. Call now at 704-534-1014 or get started at fredcaldwellchevy.com.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu with new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with spares.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. One of the things that I will do either today or tomorrow, we got rain, so I spent some time in the garage there, but I've got to clean out the garage a little bit. I've got a bunch of boxes. I got to take the cardboard stuff off. I've got to break all that down, and I got too much cardboard in my garage right now. When we do, we'll clean it out. I'll get the blower out. Last week, my daughter had a little dollhouse that she plays in out there. She had it outside. We moved it back inside now, so I'll clean it all up. Our garage floor looks awesome, man, and we'll spend a bunch of time there in the wintertime. Any kind of rainy time, we'll do all that. We love our garage floors. It's a high-performance epoxy base. It changes your whole garage area. There's no more concrete dust. There's no more automotive fluid stains. There's no more cracks. It's safe. It's functional. You're going to love our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call Tim today. 10-minute, no-obligation phone call. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Tennessee Tiger, thanks for hanging on through the break, man. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. Doing great. I called in last week. You probably don't remember what I said on the game. Mm-hmm. Clemson has to do better on the third down. Remember, they were 1-13 against the Louisville?
Yeah. 7 of 17 against South Carolina.
Did to Kentucky.
Yep.
And so they won that, and I said I wanted to see the tight end in there, and they did have him in there, and he caught what I think you said 5 passes.
Well, anyway, and Sapp had the don't forget Sapp had the 22-yard catch. So Clemson tight ends 6 catches for 73 yards.
But last year there were 2 people in the game on the sideline, on Clemson's sideline, that should not have been there. One was Sammy Brown, we know, should have been on the game instead of the sideline, and the other one was, Wes Goodwin. Now, I don't like to call out coach's name, but that was some of the differences in the game. And when Dabo faced the third down there in the fourth quarter, and, you know, he called timeout, and I thought, now he's not, you know, there's not a field goal attempt because it's too long, but I said, I hope he's not going to go for it. And he punted instead inside the, you know, the 10, and then that forced, you know, the turnover. And I said, you know, when Dabo was, you know, running the coach in his first, you know, so many years, and he had to face Spurrier in that five-game losing streak, he was still learning to coach, and he punted instead of going for it. And so,
you know, everybody talks about Dabo being hard-headed and stubborn. He wanted to kick the field goal on Saturday before the pick six, and the staff talked him into punting it down there, and he punted it down.
Oh, really?
Yep. Punted it down there, and the next play, pick six. So that's just a small example of everybody says, well, Dabo's stubborn, Dabo's stubborn. He doesn't listen. Well, I don't know. He listened to the staff, and it turned into a pick six two plays later.
Well, I just gave him credit that he didn't make that decision, because I thought that might have been a factor. The coach that thought, you know, under pressure that he had to go for it on fourth down, because, yeah, you know, this isn't, you know, Paul Johnson and Georgia Tech and their option.
Yeah.
But I thought that Dabo made the right decision there, but you just corrected me. You know, it's just that and on the two-point conversion, there were no trick plays in the game. But that two-point conversion was just a well-thought-out, appropriate time to call that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and that play, you line up all your beef to the left, and you're thinking it's going to be some sort of tight run to the left, and you sneak the tight end and the running back out on the right on the play action. Yeah, very good.
Did you see the Texas game?
I did. I watched it, yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, you've talked about, you know, Sarkisian being this great player. They made adjustment for that second half. And on that play, the only time he used that in the game was a tight end was on the right side. And he, you know, loaded up on the other side, and the tight end came around on a sweep. They had no idea he was going to get the ball.
Yeah.
That was a great design play, too.
Yeah, good win for Texas. Texas now looks like they got a chance to make this thing now. A&M loses their bye. It looks like they might be hosting now. So, good stuff, Tennessee Tiger. Appreciate the phone call, man. Hope you have a great day. 654 Roar. I didn't even know. First of all, whenever you win, you don't get as many texts. But today we got as many texts. And I would say, looking at it now, we didn't get 10%. No, we didn't get 5% of the texts on the air today. I'm sorry. We read 30 texts on the show, but man, I'm sorry I couldn't get to them all. It's just flooded, man. Just absolutely flooded with it. So I'll try to get a few in here in the last couple of minutes. One I can tell you is Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. Good answer, Brad Hughes. Good answer, Allstate 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Like some of our listeners are saving $2,500 a year. And I know I save money. I know I have better coverage. I know I have better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Texas said Georgia Southern and Charleston Southern. Clemson plays both next year, Georgia Southern and Charleston Southern. They're trying to move the Charleston Southern game from October to week zero. And imagine LSU's will try to move McNeese State from October to week zero. And that way they don't open up without any kind of play beforehand. You kind of get your feet wet a little bit. Lane Kiffin, Dabo Swinney. Week one, still, they're not going to move the Clemson-LSU game. What they're trying to do is move a game before that game for both teams. And no one else is talking about that. I don't know why no one else is talking about that, but that's interesting there. 8274 said, have you had time to talk about Stoops getting fired? Mickey wins. Well, you know, 35 years too late. And John Sumrall too late, because he's at Florida now. And now who do you hire there? We'll see. Tech says, got a feeling Lane will want to keep Clemson week one. We know they'll get the top quarterback and have an advantage. Well, yeah, but he can't control Clemson's schedule. So, again, Clemson LSU's not moving to week zero. It's going to be week one. What Clemson is trying to do, I think LSU's trying to do, is play a week zero game first. And neither can control that part of that. Texter 4159 says, Mickey, what is your opinion on why Beamer's saying they'll be in the playoffs next year? Well, remember this. Shane Beamer, can you look his contract up for me? Like what he makes a year? I think he makes about $8 million a year. For $8 million a year, would you try to tell me that today's Tuesday if I said, man, I'm going to give you $8 million if you tell me today's Tuesday?
$8.15 million yeah. this year, increasing by $100,000
yeah. each year. $8.1 million, man. He's got $8.1 million reasons to tell you he's going to the playoffs next year. Because he's going to try to create another year and try to convince everybody it's going to be good. He's got to do two things in the offseason. Well, he's got to do three or four things. He's got to keep retain his good players, go into portal to get better players, sign a good class on Wednesday, and hire offensive coordinator, maybe hire defensive coordinator if Clayton White leaves. But main thing he's got to do is he's got to build confidence in his football team and his staff, and that's why he says that. Texas said, how many sacks did Clemson give up this year? All right, we can answer that. That's easy enough. Bear with me a second here. The Gamecocks gave up 43 sacks on the season. And, oh, Mickey, don't do that. And Clemson on the season so far, because they've got one more game, Clemson gave up, I need to click on the right team here. All right, please let me do this one. Clemson gave up 17 sacks on the season. That's a big number. 43 sacks by the Gamecocks given up. Clemson gave up 17 sacks. Clemson does a better job of throwing the ball away than Sellers. He's not as good a runner as Sellers. Cape Clemson only had 107 yards rushing this year and only had 4 rushing touchdowns this year. But Sellers only had 5 rushing touchdowns. Who's a better runner, Sellers or Klubnik?
Objectively, Sellers, but on paper, it looks like Klubnik.
Didn't take as many sacks through that. That to me is just astounding statistic. That South Carolina, Lenore Sellers had 270 yards rushing and 5 touchdowns this year. He had 166 against Clemson. He only had 104 more yards than he had, you know, for all the other points. He only had 2. He went from 166 down to 2 for the Clemson game. And then on top of that, I mean, last year, think about this for a second. So last year, in his first year throwing the football, he threw for 2,500 yards. This year, threw for 2,400 yards. Actually, it's almost 100 yards. He threw for 97 less yards. 97. Yeah, 97 less yards this year. He threw for 5 less touchdowns, and he threw for 1 more interception. And he went from 674 yards and 7 touchdowns rushing last year to 270 yards and 5 touchdowns this year. So overall, last year, he had 25 touchdowns and 7 picks. This year, 18 touchdowns and 8 picks. And, what to say, about 600 less total yards of offense in this season. Skip the music, buddy. 2-minute drill. What do you have for me over there?
We will get into some of the Lane Kiffin drama tomorrow during segment 2. At least that's my goal. But a couple of items that Clemson's next game relies on. Bowl projections. Right now, we have between ESPN and CBS. CBS has Clemson projected to play a bowl game that means nothing against South Florida. The Gasparilla Bowl on the 19th. Again, this is just a projection. Also, ESPN has us playing in either the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
That'd be great.
Thank you. Out in El Paso, Texas. Yeah. Or the Wasabi Fenway Bowl in Boston. December 27th.
I want Boston.
Again,
man.
These are projections. No. I don't think any of these people have any idea what's going to happen. We're going to have to wait and see how the dominoes fall. Can't wait for Duke UVA this weekend. My goodness.
Can't wait. What are you watching? Ohio State Indiana or Duke UVA? They're on at the same time. Think about what those ratings are going to look like. Hey, number 1 versus number 2 or number 18 versus number 42? Eric Newton, ericnewton.com for all real estate needs in Clemson, ericnewton.com. Let him come in and renovate your home. Let him come in and renovate and refurbish your business. Do you have rental properties? Well, they can manage your rental properties for you. Are you looking for any kind of commercial real estate? They can do those things for you as well. Forest Service Real Estate Company, Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. My two-minute drill is some numbers just being pointed out. I told you the Gamecocks have averaged less than a touchdown since 2015 at home against Clemson. Clemson is 19-6 in the last 25 trips to Columbia. The Tigers now won 9 of 11 in this series, and just another dominant surprise how dominant the performance was. Let me thank caller sponsors, listeners, texters, emailers. Tomorrow's show, Dr. Milt Lauder is going to join us. Our Moment with Milt, our sports and performance psychologist. And Tony Morrell will have a scoop on the game and maybe South Carolina's offensive coordinator. Maybe other things happening inside their program. We'll do all that tomorrow. Up next, two of my favorite people, Faxon and John. Great job, Will. As usual, we'll be with me tomorrow. Friends, have a wonderful Monday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see it right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Holiday shopping time is running out, so give a gift that actually gets used. Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters, home of Rhino Linings of Greenville, has gift certificates ready for the ladies and the men on your list. From spray-on bedliners and protective coatings to lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, steps, and custom accessories. And they can upgrade their ride any way they want, whether they work hard, play hard, or hit the trails every weekend. This is the gift they'll remember long after the holidays are over. Don't wait. Grab holiday gift certificates now at odysseyvehicleoutfitters.com and wrap up something Rhino tough.
As the weather gets colder and sports now moves to games on hardwood floors, gridirons, and more. At Straight Up Sports, we will keep the full court press on with weekly series from legendary writers Bob Gillespie and Scott Kiefer, plus input from Mark Sturges and more. You'll get that story written like days gone by. There's also new links and videos added to the site every week as well. You can catch this all-star lineup at Straight Up Sports on Facebook or online at straightupsports.net.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile